Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Put this in your calendar for June 14th, very special event. Joining us on the phone line from Hohenhorst Farms is Coke Wensink, and Coke's is on the line. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. We've got a big event planned for June 14th that Hohenhorst Farms is very much a part of. What's happening for June 14th, Coke's?
On June 14th, we're having breakfast on the farm. And we're inviting local people to come and visit our farm and learn all about what it takes to produce high-quality milk.
Okay, we're going to be talking about what's all happening with that. But first, tell us about Hohenhorst Farms. This is quite an operation you have there.
Yes, we are a family-owned farm just outside of Inverkip, Ontario. I'm a fourth-generation farmer. So before me, it was my parents, my grandparents, and then my great-grandparents. And this year we're celebrating our centennial, actually, and we thought we'd open up the farm to our locals to learn about it.
That is wonderful. So how many cows and calves do you have on the farm currently?
We are milking about 500 cows, and on our farm we have about 1,000 heads, so that's ranging from newborn calves right up to adult milking cows.
Wow, that's an amazing operation there. And tell us about some of the new technology. I mean, my gosh, it's fascinating with the dairy industry, how much the technology keeps changing and advancing.
Absolutely, yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. So our cows are milked with robots. So what that means is that the cows actually decide for themselves when they want to be milked. So during the day, they just wander around. They eat, they sleep, they walk around. And when they are ready, they wander up to the robots, and they get a little snack in the robots, and then they get milked. And this happens for each cow about 3 times a day. And this is 24/7. So when people come to visit our farm, they will be able to see our cows getting milked in real time.
Oh, that is amazing. And as you mentioned, it's a fourth generation dairy farm celebrating, a centennial, if you will. I've seen some of the short film clips and reels. It comes across like you're very proud of this operation and proud of this family heritage. I think that's safe to say.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are. It's pretty incredible that this has been in the family for so long, and we definitely wanted to recognize that.
All right, Coke's. Well, tell us a little bit more about breakfast on the farm. So this is for June 14th. So there is a breakfast involved, right?
Yes, there is, and it's a really good one. It's got eggs, cheese, and penel bacon breakfast sandwich. And then there's, of course, milk. We also have apple cider, and there's even asparagus and strawberries with it.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds pretty good, Coke's. And so when they arrive, they get to, of course, enjoy this amazing breakfast and really get to see the facilities that you have there. Is that right?
That's right. So people will start off with a breakfast, and then they can wander through our barns, where we'll have actually a lot of volunteers are joining us that day, people with also dairy farming or an agricultural background. We even have our service providers joining in for educational displays. People like our vets, our nutritionists, our breeders, lots of machinery, lots of very big machinery around. And so people will be able to see all aspects of the farm and ask questions to people who know a lot about it.
Absolutely. And for you, from your vantage point, Coke's, why is it important for folks, maybe both rural and urban, to check out something like breakfast on the farm? Why is it so important to do something like this?
Well, we actually notice that people tend to be very curious about their food, where their food comes from. And I think it's a genuine curiosity. It comes from a very good place. And we really want to help them out and show them this, but we're not always able to open our doors every day, just because we've got work going on the farm. And so a day like this really allows people to see all aspects. And there are, of course, a lot of questions. Not everybody has the opportunity to grow up on a farm or near a farm. And so this way they see how food is produced, and they see how much technology goes into it, how much knowledge, and they get to answer those questions.
There you go. It's set for Saturday, June 14th. We should mention it's rain or shine, 9 a.m. through till 1 p.m., and there's free shuttles that will be provided for transportation to and from the farm. All attendees should be parking at Hope Church, Inverkip. You can go to farmfoodcare.org. That's farmfoodcareon.org, and it's free for kids, and it's only $5 for adults per ticket, and that includes your breakfast. So you can't beat something like that. And Coke's, remind us where your farm is located. Is it just outside Inverkip?
Yes, it's just outside of Inverkip, but as you said, we are asking people to register And there will be buses from the Hope Church. So we are actually not having people park at the farm just because it will be so busy and so that people can wander around the farm without concerns for traffic. They'll be parking just in town, which is only 5 minutes away. And then there are shuttle buses going from there and back.
Perfect.
Throughout the morning.
Excellent. Again, it's farmfoodcareon.org is the website for all the details. We'll share it on our socials at mystraffordnow.com. Cokes, is there anything we haven't covered, or we'll just see you out for June 14th?
Yeah, we're very excited about it. It's also Father's Day weekend, so we're hoping that people will come out and celebrate their Father's Day with a breakfast on the farm, and there will be also some opportunities to explore more food places locally afterwards.
All right. So again, we'll share the details on our socials at mystraffordnow.com. Cokes Winsick with Honehurst Farms outside Inverkip. Cokes, we wish you a great day for breakfast on the farm in Inverkip for June 14th. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me. Take care.